Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Welcome back, and I'm presuming that every one of you that is driving has actually survived the Memorial Day weekend and that we all had taken the appropriate amount of time in remembering those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our liberties and our freedoms. And I hope we actually do not take those sacrifices for granted, that we actually leverage that sacrifice this year in this election year, because I can't tell you how important this election year is, locally, state level, and at the national level. We need to make sure that we do not allow communists to get seated. And I'm not saying communist in a light or a visceral type of sense here. I'm actually trying to convey upon you that these people want to subjugate you to statist ideologies, policies, and programs. They want the government to dictate every facet of your life because you do not know any better and you cannot be trusted with your life. That's why they need to institute these programs, and that's why we need to make sure that we send them packing. There's plenty of other countries that they can go to and ruin. This country was built upon those sacrifices that gave us individual liberty and individual sovereignty. With that, let me move forward. If you cannot listen to this show today in its entirety, it will be rebroadcasted tomorrow at 5 p.m. and Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 9 p.m. So you have three other shots of being able to garner and or listen and or re-listen to the content, because I know sometimes it comes out of me like a fire hose. And I tell people that I'm going to guarantee that you will get your thirst quenched, but you may get saturated in the process here. As you know, this is an educational show. Many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and these shows build off of each other. Consequently, to stay abreast with all our content, you need to listen to all of these shows to garner the Republic Review and what it is and how you can get involved in reclaiming the Republic. Do not forget, you can download these podcasts at reclaimingtherepublic.org. Now, for local announcements, Rob Chase, who I believe is running for county commissioner, is still having his Republican Coffee Club at 7 in the morning every Friday. And this Friday, it'll be neuropathic doctor Jason Kinley. If you want to learn about that, what he does and what it is. Next week, it is Michael Cathcart. And he is, I think, director, some administrator or executive with betterspokane.org. If you don't know who they are, you'll hear it from me again. They were the ones that actually gave over $10,000 to a Democrat, and this is supposedly a conservative organization, to try to get that Democrat over the primary line in ensuring that Tony Keepy didn't get elected. If you remember that interview that I had with Tony, and so it was actually very disheartening, the fact that they said that, well, you're a Republican and you can't get elected. And I won't say any more. He will be there June 8th. You may want to ask him about that if you like to go to these meetings. Again, these meetings are every Friday at 7 a.m. at the Something Else Deli. And if you can't make it to these meetings, swing by and support this business, because this business is supporting the exchange and at least the offering of good conservative ideas so that people can start learning about what's going on in their community, what we need to do, and so forth. So this is a business that needs to be supported. So when you have a lunch hour or when you need to get a sandwich or something, you don't know what you want, swing by there and pick up something from them. Again, they're not endorsing this program, but like I've been telling you, we have to start supporting businesses that are supporting the conservative thought and helping get that conservative thought out. And here is a perfect business in doing that. And as you know, I believe it will be June 13th, which will be the second Wednesday of this coming month in June, because today's not June yet, as we know. But I will tell you this, that is Northwest Grassroots Movie Night. I'm trying to say everything too fast. I'll have to slow down a little. And so with Northwest Grassroots Movie Night, that is where we get informed at Darcy's. There's another business that needs to be supported just outside of just going every month to the movie night. Try to get out there and support Darcy's around the month and throughout the year, because here is a business that is supporting the promotion of getting the word out. And so with that, I would also like to ask you to give a patriot some love, and that would be Dr. Tracy. I advertise for him. He sponsors this show. It's the only sponsor I have, and I'm actually going to be dropping. I mean, our contract ends, I think, and I don't know if he's renewing or what, because I know that, you know, not everybody wants to shoulder the burden, but we have 37,000 businesses. I've gone over this before. There are 37,000 businesses in Spokane, and I can't believe that none of them can't contribute in supporting other types of conservative shows, even if it's not this one. And I can't understand why we can't have more voices and more opportunity to understand what's going on and why we need to get involved. Like I said, you don't have to support this show, but at least support a show. But with that, let me poke you in the eye one more time and say, this is a result-oriented show, and this is not about money. What I am looking for this show is just literally the sponsors to come in so I can actually do more airtime. It costs money to do this, and I can't subsidize the revolution. And as a matter of fact, if you're looking for a blessing, because the companies that have sponsored me in the past, Rippey Homes and others, I can tell you that they have been blessed with an abundance of business, whether it was directly from the sponsorship of this show or not. I do know that when you're doing good things, you get blessed. And so I've never had anybody complaining, oh, business is really bad now that I'm supporting you. I've never heard that. As a matter of fact, I've heard the contrary. They've just been really too busy to come in to do their special interview and so forth. And so I want to impress upon you that if you are looking for an opportunity to expand your business, supporting good conservative causes and taking this country back, I truly believe the Lord will bless you, because he blessed this nation with this Constitution, and he will bless those who are supporting it and defending it. And with that, I will actually, let me see, I got 2 minutes to go. So I do want to tell you that I have Dave Belenius, and he's here to speak more about Hydro One, even though the comment window is closed. Dave is a geologist who has worked in this area for 45 years and has advanced degrees in both geology and business. He most recently worked as a research scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey here in Spokane in their field office before retiring. He has presented several lectures, published several papers, and recorded YouTube videos to explain the many challenges faced by electric customers in Ontario, the home of Hydro One. Dave volunteers in two areas. The first is the issue with Avista, and the second, he serves as a 4-year Spokane County Commission appointment with its voluntary stewardship program. And so when we come back from the break, I'm going to have a conversation with Dave, and we are going to get into more details of this Hydro One. I hope the intent of this, I know today is the window that is closed in contacting the Washington UTC, and I believe everybody's emails and cries have fallen upon deaf ears. But I do believe, and I'm going to get the information regarding Idaho so that we can reach out, melt their phones, and get Idaho UTC to hopefully stop this deal. We just need one state, folks. It's just like I only need one state to stand up against Goliath. We need one state to stand up against this deal, and that's all we need to do. One more thing. We've got Red Pill Expo coming here in Spokane from the 21st to the 23rd. If you have not gotten your Red Pill or if you go to redpill.org, you can get your Red Pill Expo tickets. Go look at the lineup. Again, they're going to be doing the first time showing of Lavoie Dead Man Talking. It will be worth your while. I can't emphasize enough why it is important to attend these types of things. And it's a 3-day event, folks. It is not like a little concert of 2 hours for $60. This is 3 days jam-packed with content and information. I'm up at a hard break, and after this, we will be back with David for the next 2 segments, and then the last segment, it is moi. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least 2 ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer 5 people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance.
In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so we are back and we have David, correct me if I'm wrong, is this Belenius? Is that your last name? Is that how I pronounce that?
That's correct, KR.
Okay, correct. Awesome. Well, David, you are the subject matter expert regarding Hydro One and this deal between Avista and Hydro One, and I guess it's our UTC that's providing this. And so let me get up front. What is our timeline? How much time do we have to engage in getting this stopped?
So we have until May 30th for the public to submit their comments to the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission, or in Idaho, to the Public Utilities Commission.
Now, is that same deadline for Idaho as well, the 30th?
No, it's not. It comes later, but I don't have a date. It'll probably be after maybe the third week of June.
Okay,
in Idaho.
Okay, so maybe there's merit in going after Idaho and melting their phones as well. Just to be dynamic here, do you have the contact information that we need for Idaho?
Yes, I do. I could send that to you.
Yeah. As folks, if whatever content you've got, David, if you can just send it to me, I will put it on my KSBN podcast page on reclaimingtherepublic.org. And folks, you know where that is. So by all means, we will provide you all the information for contacting Idaho as well as the Washington State UTC, not that they have maybe sympathetic ears. We may actually have a better case pleading to Idaho. Is there any other mechanism or any other plugs we can pull that can stop this?
Well, I think if people would burn the telephone lines of their legislators, that would help. The local officials, the same goes there. If anyone knows or has a contact with President Trump, that would help, or the Department of the Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke.
Okay.
Those are all possibilities.
So let me ask you this. Isn't Montana a part of this deal as well?
Yes. Yes, they are, as is Alaska and Oregon. And so there are five states involved.
And right. Correct.
They all have to approve this.
And so isn't somebody in Montana pulling on Zinke strings saying, hey, you got to stop this?
You know, I'm really not. I don't have knowledge of that.
Okay. Do you have knowledge of the contact information in Montana?
No, I don't.
Or the deadline. So that's something I would probably ask you after the show, if you can get that to me. And if we actually have a longer suspense date with Montana and Idaho, we definitely want to take advantage of that. Because I'll just share this with you, that Trump probably won the election, at least won Ohio, because conservatives in California were pleading and calling people on Election Day to get out and vote. All the conservatives and Republicans. So, I mean, sometimes conservatives in population centers may be completely drowned out by the progressives, but there's a large number of them that can have a very good influence. So maybe we can do that as well. So do you know, because I don't understand the circumstances, what are the services going to be like if we go through with this Hydro One? Are our services going to be better, or are they going to be worse because we're paying more money?
Well, you know, I can't predict the future, but what I can do is tell you of the shoddy treatment that Hydro One has and how they treat their customers in Ontario.
Okay.
That may be very telling because there's a long history now of the displeasures and the suffering those people are going through. And that may be what is coming our way.
Right. And if I understand correctly, there's people in Ontario that have to make the decision of whether they're going to have power in their house or whether they're going to eat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I guess in the wintertime, that choice is kind of academic because it's either you freeze to death or you starve to death.
Yeah, the there's one very important point, and that is at this point, the number of customers in Ontario that have been disconnected from power is 58,000.
Now, that's disconnected by choice or disconnected because they can't pay their bill?
Because they can't pay their bill. But I could go into the cost of some of the bills that some of them are more than $1,000 a month for just normal residences. And then the second point is that there are nearly 239,900 customers that cannot pay. And they are they may be nearing the disconnect status.
Okay, so let me ask you this. In Washington, do we know how many people have gone down the same path as far as being disconnected? And my other question is, Avista provides both natural gas and electricity. Is that the same? Is both natural gas and electricity being transferred?
That's what I understand. Yes, I did hear that over the last week.
Okay, so in other words, we get shoddy service for both natural gas and electricity by going through the cell. So do you have any numbers on how many people are in that same boat here in Washington? How many people are, you know, literally out of power?
No, I don't know that.
Okay. Well,
I'm only an Avista customer.
Well, do you understand as far as the infrastructure? Because I've already kind of talked about the fact that they're going to use our money for profits and building up their infrastructure and covering some of their costs, improve their quality of life, like schools and so forth. Is there anything else that they're planning on using are the profits out of Washington for?
No, I couldn't tell you that.
Okay.
We do know that the premier and the members of parliament in Ontario have pledged that they're going to transfer their values to Avista. And they, you know, are fully for Hydro One carrying through with this acquisition because Ontario will hold 40% of Hydro One after it's completed. And okay. So that's how they get their money for building their infrastructure.
Interesting. And so they're really dependent on this deal going through then.
Well, I would say so, yes.
And so let me ask you this, because I understand that Hydro One owns about 49% of their stock. So who owns the rest of it?
Well, we've attempted to get an answer and we don't know.
And so understanding that China is out there trying to buy up because they've purchased all sorts of businesses, hotels, properties, and so forth around the world, I can't imagine why they wouldn't be buying heavily into energy, especially when there are good saps in North America paying top dollar for energy compared to other places in the world. So you have no idea whether China's a shareholder?
No, we don't know the shareholders. They're just not divulged.
But have you heard anything about China being interested in buying into the public utility markets?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, so other than the fact that we've got till the 30th of May when the UTC will stop taking comments, and you're going to let me know when the July date is coming, what else do we need to know? What other question? And by the way, I got about 30 seconds left and we can go into the next segment. But I guess the question is, what are the things that we need to know or need to understand that can help motivate I think the customers and our listeners on the show, why do they need to get involved other than the fact that their costs are going to go up? What other types of things are, I think, paramount that they need to know? So, again,
okay. That's a good question. I have some very important points to make there.
Okay, we're going to go right into the hard break because I can actually see it ticking by, and here it is. So, folks, please stand by, and we're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. And this is David Belenius, and we're talking about Hydro One. So, again, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. I'm working with key leaders and patriots and setting up rodeos for Republic Review in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. We are trying to promote engagement between you and your public servants so that you can start demanding their fulfillment of their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. If you're beginning to understand what Republic Review can do and how it works, then America needs your help. More importantly, if you live in one of these states or know any patriots or patriotic leaders like an elected official, a grassroots leader, or someone who is politically active, then please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We know that if we can get a strong attendance by both the candidates and the electorate, we will make an impact. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this audit process started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. Okay, so we're back, and I have David Belenius, and I think right when we were going into the break, I was just asking David if there's obviously some things that I don't know that I'm not asking the right questions on, what are those things that we're missing that we need to know to help motivate people to get furious and melt these phones down?
Okay, yeah, I can answer that question. The first item is that Ontario will take control of our 13 hydroelectric dams. That is about 60% of our electric supply.
Well, let me ask a question on that. Then, will they be able to dictate how much water we're going to be spinning and or flushing? So, in other words, they're going to be managing not just the electricity churning off of that, but they're going to be managing our water resources as well, correct?
Well, you know, they could probably do anything they want, and we have no idea what that might be. But let me go to the next point.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is that Avista owns tens and tens of thousands of acres of land adjoining the river and beneath the river on the riverbed. And so the question is, will Ontario own our water at the same time? Because certainly they're going to own the dams, and there's a lot of land both upstream and downstream from the dams. In fact, I looked at the Spokane County records, and Avista owns property from Division Street all the way to the Lincoln County line going west. So, and then the third point is that the cost of power in Ontario has risen to what it is, from what it was about 20 years ago. It was about 3 cents per kilowatt hour. And you use about 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. But today in Ontario, it is in the range of 35 to 41 cents per kilowatt hour. That's five times larger than Avista's current rate of 7.1 cents. And it's 15 times larger than the rate in Douglas County and Chelan counties. And I mention those because they have their own hydroelectric dams too. So today, the rates in Ontario are very high.
Let me ask you another question then. Is Avista all of Washington, or is it just this general area? So in other words, are the progressives in Seattle sheltered from this?
Yes. Avista is only in eastern Washington, in northwestern Idaho. So adjoining the Spokane Avista area, and then they have Alaska Light and Electric that they own that was purchased a few years ago. They have five hydroelectric dams there as well. Then there's the two dams in Montana but there are no customers in Montana, to my knowledge.
But there's employees, and those employees would be impacted as well as the properties of those dams and so forth, correct?
That's right.
And who owns those properties and dams in Montana currently? Is it the state of Montana?
No, those are Avista dams.
Oh, okay. So, right. So then, as I would sense, the urgency within Montana would be pretty much a wash because they're not losing. This is just property that's already owned by somebody else. Whether they may be upset with the fact that it may be Canadians that are going to be owning that property and resources, that might be a different thing. But anyway, okay, keep going.
So, yeah, we can presume that the Montana folks may buy the power from Avista. It's just not served by Avista, perhaps. So the other issue here is Ontario in 2009 passed a law they called the Green Energy Act. The Green Energy Act required that they build a huge system of renewable power, solar and wind. So it's come to light recently that the very high cost of electricity is related or completely explained by the build out of the wind turbine system.
Right. Well, isn't hydro a renewable energy?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
But the wind turbine system is another matter because it's It's very expensive to build.
Yes.
Has a very short life. It doesn't produce power when it's needed. So
right.
It's out of sequence with the demand.
Sure.
And that is a great problem, because all these systems are there and they're producing power, but nobody wants to buy the power at that time. So that has added 17 to 20 cents per kilowatt hour, just because the power from wind turbines is out of sequence with the demand.
Right. So it's like they start producing power at nighttime when nobody's consuming, and because they don't have the ability to store energy, that power is just basically thrown down into the bucket.
Well, yes, some of it is sold, but only a part of that, because there's no demand at night.
Right.
It's sold to Quebec, Manitoba, and New York, but they only pay 2% of the cost. And so the people in Ontario are paying the remainder. And the fact has been come to light that as they build more and more wind turbines, this problem gets larger.
Right. So, as I see this, Canada is a socialistic government, and the fact that Canada is allowing 58,000 customers to not have energy, it does not seem like socialism is very consumer-friendly.
That's what it seems, yes.
Okay.
So, I've got some examples of the shoddy treatment of Ontarians, if you would like to hear some of those.
We got about 2.5 minutes left. And so one of the things before you get into that, I just want to make sure that you get me all of the data possible. Folks, I will put all the links, all the documents necessary so that you can just go to Reclaiming the Republic at my podcast page. So go ahead, David. What else you got?
Okay. So I want to repeat some of the experiences here from the various news channels in Toronto. There's one gentleman, the mayor of Echo Bay in Ontario. He says that the hydro rates are killing small business. Now, the hydro they speak of is the electricity.
Right, the Hydro One rates, yes.
But it's been hydroelectric. Now it's partly nuclear, partly wind also. So they still call it hydro.
Right.
In terms of its electricity, really. The grocery store in Echo Bay closed 2/3 of its store because it cannot afford the compressors or the cooling and the refrigeration and the freezers. A lady expecting her second child, Joanna, in Timmins, Ontario, says that to heat for electricity for her trailer house costs her $800 a month.
Wow.
And then going to Moosonee, Ontario, an elderly couple, Dorothy and Ken Wynn, say they have to count out their pennies to pay their electricity bill. And they still, to conserve energy, they unplug everything they can and use the barbecue for cooking. The director of the United Way in nearby Bruce Gray, Ontario, said that wind stories absolutely fits the definition of energy poverty.
Right.
People are angry and they're being told it's their fault. And some people have had to walk away from their houses because the electric bill is more expensive than their mortgage. Now, I want to say something about electric bills. In Ontario, they have an add-on that's called a global adjustment fee. And the global adjustment fee can double or triple the electric bill beyond the cost of usage of electricity. And we don't have that here, but this is a fact of life in Ontario.
Wow.
And this is something that, or a practice that's been used for about 9 years now.
Wow. Well, as you can tell, Dave, we're up at a hard break. And bottom line is, as this pans out, and we don't have any more time, as this pans out, folks, it seems like we're going to be subsidizing Canada's lifestyle. We'll be right back after word from our sponsors. Thank you again, Dave. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I am back. And I want to thank David for coming on. I think the information provided was insightful. And again, like I said, we still have some time. I think that the cries and pleas coming from their own constituents, these bureaucrats that have been appointed by Inslee, I think they're just falling. Our cries are falling on deaf ears. And I just believe that we need to go to Idaho and get Idaho motivated in doing what is best for their citizens, which this goes to point why we need to support the elections that are going on in Wyoming and these dark red states. The reason why is because these are those who can stand up against Goliath. And when one state stands up against Goliath. They're standing up against Goliath for all of us. And I believe that once we get one state to stand up, the courage will rise in many other states, and those states will stand up. And so, as a reminder, I have posted my bullets on Republic Review. If you don't understand the argument for it, go read those bullets. If you haven't watched the video, which is on my Take Action page, and these bullets are also on reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as the video. So go to the Take Action page, watch that video, or read the bullets. Take the 15, 20 minutes it may take to read through the 2 pages of bullets. I've also posted the description for the flowchart as well as the flowchart. So you have access to everything you need to know to understand that the states possess the inherent authority to audit their contract. And I even give you the details and descriptions of that flow process so you can understand what it is doing and how it is not amending the Constitution. It is literally enforcing the Constitution. If there is anything to be retained that the federal government is doing that it shouldn't be doing, then the federal government has a choice of either amending the Constitution through the Article 5 process or not. And if the states really want the federal government to continue doing something, I have a hard time believing that Congress and the federal government will not try to at least do the amendment process. But again, if they refuse to, then that's when the states step in and say, okay, we want you to have the CDC, and we're going to amend the Constitution to make you do it for us. But I'm going to tell you, it just goes against common sense, logic, and reason why they would not want to amend their Constitution. And with that, as we know, Father's Day is coming up, and it is time to get your dad the gift that he really wants. And I'm going to presume that that's probably a set of my books that are autographed. I will tell you this, that if you are the dad and you're hoping to get those books, that you need to articulate that or just get them for yourself. You can get them if you go to the Mobius Strip Press page and you go to the where to buy the books and actually buy direct from us. If you buy direct from Mobius Strip Press, then Amazon doesn't get their outrageous 30%. They don't deserve it. And as far as I'm concerned, you will get the exact same product. As a matter of fact, I will have a bigger smile on my face. And I'm just going to tell you that this is another way you can help support our efforts, because the money that I get from the sale of these books also helps go pay for the spreading of content and the actual costs. I do not have a rich daddy or a rich uncle that is subsidizing me. So in my retirement, I have very limited funds, and that's why I need sponsors and some kind of support. I will tell you that if you do read my books, you will walk away a much smarter person in understanding what you did not learn from history. Well, with that, let me also go into the fact that the dance cards are filled out, and we now know who is running for which office and position. So it is time to get informed and start supporting the most constitutional candidate. Now, there are some positions that, unfortunately, we do not have the privilege and or opportunity to literally try to chase somebody that we might like or may seem more constitutional. We have to go with those who are incumbents. I do not like this process, but I will say this, that after this election, every county chair needs to do a full, thorough audit of those who have just been elected and determine if those people are those who actually represent them and our Constitution and our constitutional principles. If they are not, then the chairs are, as far as I'm concerned, obligated to start finding somebody within their county to replace that person or those people. And what the chairs have to do is they have to send an email or a formal letter to every single one of these candidates thanking them And also, second, setting expectations that we expect you to support that Constitution that we make you take an oath to. It is a hard, fast requirement that you can't get around. And therefore, we expect you to uphold that oath. If you think we're not watching, we are, and we are working and looking to ensure we have a bench in the next election to go to replace any and all who fail to live up to their oath. Those are the types of messages these county chairs should be sending to their employees, because if you can fathom, the fact is the county chairs are those who actually are the employers in the relationship. It is these candidates that have to go to the county to get their endorsement. If they don't have their endorsement, then they have a much tougher row to hoe. And as a matter of fact, if the county doesn't give them the endorsement, then the county needs to work extra hard in making sure that those incumbents or those candidates are not elected. And that is how we're going to start actually replacing, because the process of waiting for somebody to come forward and we're just going to support them, that is a failed process. We actually have to get very proactive, just like the corporate world. And so it is time to get informed, get involved, and start supporting those candidates, like I said. Now, I'll tell you, next week is the South Dakota's primary, and the following week is North Dakota's primary. And I had nothing but a Dakota barrier in trying to reach out to those individuals in Dakotas to get them to commit to the Constitution. And that is pretty sad for such a red state. But I want you to understand that those candidates that are sitting in these positions that are going for re-election, there are none contesting them. In other words, it is like a gentleman, ladies campaign where we're not going to contest anybody. We're just going to keep on rubber stamping the exact same people. That's got to change. And I'm going to try to be working with the Dakota chairs for the legislative districts and or their chairs for their counties, because they kind of have a a unique configuration out there. Anyway, I want to also say that this show's focus is on the importance of electing humble and strong legislators. Regardless of the issues at hand, none have the dire consequences of federal tyranny and the loss of our Constitution than these positions, our state legislators. We are quickly approaching the day when the federal government will put aside the Constitution once again for political expediency. And when they do this, this will be the last time, and it will be the only time the states will have an opportunity to step in. So therefore, it is critical that everyone understands the Constitution and especially the ratification debates. I will tell you, and I've told you many times before, the ratification debates are legal appendages to the Constitution, because during the negotiations of a contract, if the contract is further defined, you have automatically amended that contract so that it is stipulated to be understood that this means this. And that's exactly what happened in the ratification debates. And the Virginia ratification debates, as far as I'm concerned, are the best, because at least the ones that I have access to, I will tell you that they get rid of any doubt. There is no doubt in my mind that the federal government is grossly encroaching upon states' roles, responsibilities, and powers. So we need to start demanding actionable actions from our state legislators. That's why we need them to commit and sign to pledges that they will do everything possible in protecting us from federal tyranny, which is calling for the audit and republic review. So I'm going to ask you, I need your help. I need you to start stepping in. And if you have available time, if you've got a phone, if you have a computer and you can help, then what I would ask is that you send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. That's info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And I will give you a list of names of people. First off, I want you to get smart and understand the audit, republic review, and so forth. It just takes a little bit of time, folks. And then you can eloquently and very well articulate why these state legislators and or county chairs need to watch the video that I have and the content, and then just connect them to me if you're not strong enough to be able to talk to them about this. I'm out of time. We will be back next week. God bless, and I hope you can help us save the Republic. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm out of here.